Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Pella. Our guest today is Patty Zylstra, Public Information Director at the Christian Opportunity Center.
All right, Patty, so as the Public Information Director, one of the things that you're involved in year in and year out is the Golf Classic. Talk about that, let us know when that is, and details on how people can be involved.
Well, we have a really big week next week because actually Monday night we're going to be doing COC Share Night with Culver's. Tim DeGrotenheist and I have planned an evening where from 5 to 8 people can come and 10% of the proceeds during that time are actually going to be going to COC. So that's the first time that they've done a Share Night at Culver's, and we're excited that they invited us to be a part of that. So that'll start on Monday night. Thursday night, we're hosting Thursdays in Pella, and so we are having a COC auction. Shepherd Staff Men's Quartet will be singing, as well as inviting, I think we have almost 23 nonprofits who are going to be involved in kind of an amazing race project. And so it's called Race for a Reason, and registration, if they can register early, that would be wonderful, because then we know how many people to plan on. But basically, you're going to get a chance to kind of be introduced to local nonprofits and service organizations in Pella and what they're doing and how they're making Pella a better community through what they're doing. But we're actually in charge of hosting all of that, so we're putting it all together. So that will be Thursday night. So there will be dinner as well. We have a lot of items that are donated for the auction, but the dinner is a lot of that is donated too. So most of that is all profit for COC. And then on Friday, yes, we have our 12th annual Golf Classic. And last year we had 148 golfers. This year we were up to 156. And so I called Scott at Boss and said, now what? And so we're offering two different tee times. We're actually going to do a 7 o'clock tee time as well as a shotgun at 12 noon. And very, very exciting event. And we've had just great support from the community. And then we have dinner and an auction on Friday evening as well. So that's next week.
Well, one thing you mentioned is making the community a better place. Now, I just went on a tour through the facilities, and that was one of the things you highlighted. There's a purpose here. Kind of talk about that a little bit.
Well, COC has been here since 1969, and you and I, as we walked through, kind of shared how it started as a school for students with special needs. And since then has evolved, and now we serve just adults. We've grown to serve four different communities. We serve Oskaloosa, Indianola, and Des Moines, as well as Pella. And so this event is just geared basically for Pella. Each other area has their own event, but all of that goes to support COC. Currently, we have about 300 people that we serve in four counties with about 250 staff. So we have really, really grown and been blessed by that. Serving a wide variety of needs. There's such a diverse amount of ability, disability that we're trying to provide supports for. So that can be from someone who only needs what we call hourly supports during the week, you know, somebody that comes in and helps them with their checkbook, whatever they're needing to. We have, you know, some homes that really need 24-hour supervision, you know, what we call our ICF program, which is severe and profound. And then we have different homes in the community that provide supervision as well for different people.
So if someone out there with special needs is looking for a job, how do they contact you and get involved to try to find work here?
We have a lot of different contacts with the case managers. You know, we have what we call program managers and program coordinators, and our program coordinators basically are kind of the liaison between the person who is coming and applying for services and maybe a case manager. And most people, if they're wanting services, they will go through an admission process and kind of come and take a look at COC, see if it looks like it might be a good fit, and then go through the admission process and see how that's going to look, what they're going to be doing, if it's going to be vocational, where it's just job skill training, or if they're needing residential support as well. And then we look at how are those services going to be provided and where is that going to work best for everybody.
And as far as people who'd like to be a part of it on the other end, either donating or possibly getting some workers, what do they do to get involved in that way?
Basically just calling COC. And I love to be a liaison and then come and show them around, just like you and I. I'm very, very proud of COC and what we do here. And we have great staff. And, you know, for a lot of people, it's a lot of times they don't think maybe I'm cut out to work at COC. And most people, when they start working with someone with a disability, are just amazed at how blessed they are. It's just a great working relationship. So a lot of people aren't aware of, oh, I didn't even know that COC was available maybe as a job opportunity. So encouraging people to take a look at COC like that. The other side of it is we don't have work for people unless we have vendors. And we have wonderful, wonderful relationships with people in the community that provide jobs not only in the vocational plant but in the community as well that are working with us. And so people with disabilities are given those opportunities to be able to work just like you and I.
And as we walked through it, it was amazing. There's all different kinds of levels of what people are doing. The skill levels vary. There's people who've moved into management positions. So there definitely is a lot of pride here, not only from the staff who's working here with the people, but the people working themselves.
Exactly. And, you know, the wonderful thing is that it's always going to be that person's choice of what they're wanting to do. And the people supported who are working know exactly who the company is that they're working for, what their job is, and what their requirement is. They know, hey, we've got to get this amount of product out the door, and they're responsible for it. And so it's been neat to see them take ownership of these are the companies that we work for, and we're very, very proud of that. And the job that they're doing, they know that, you know, that it has to be done well. And we've got, I think, a QC of maybe 93%, I'd have to ask for sure. But a lot of people come in kind of, they don't want to, but they underestimate what we could probably do. And when they come in and they see, hey, this is what we're capable of, and then give us a chance to be able to prove that, they're very pleased.
Well, and you mentioned you guys do your best to overcompensate to build that confidence in these vendors who've entrusted you with something that they're possibly leery about.
Exactly. I think it's more just, you know, education. A lot of times when you don't know something, ignorance is bliss. And so you just kind of assume, well, I'm not sure that they would be capable of doing that. And so most people, when they come through and they see the level of product that we're working on and the trust that's given to us to be able to be working for companies like Vermeer and Pella Corporation and ProTech and Fastenal and Coline, I mean, all of those, and I don't want to miss anybody, but those are just some of the ones that I know that we're working with, you know, on a consistent basis. And so we have to make sure that we are doing our very best to meet those demands and above that so that they feel very, very good about what we're doing together.
All right. Thank you so much, Patty.
Thank you.
This has been today's Let's Talk Pella. Stay tuned for the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official AccuWeather meteorologist forecast is next.